Hello, and welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Cami Culpepper, the Family and Connections Minister here at Fraser Church in Montgomery, Alabama. We're excited to be in a series we're calling In His Steps, Your Life Has Meaning. As you listen to these devotionals, our prayer is that you would find your meaning by being deeply rooted in the love of Christ as you learn to walk in His steps.
Welcome to day 4 of In His Steps. Today's title is A Desperate Prayer. Stop saying your prayers and start praying them. Our text today is Matthew 14, 26. But when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were terrified and said, "It's a ghost," and they cried out in fear. There's a vast difference between saying your prayers and praying them. Stop saying your prayers emphasizes moving beyond any superficial, vain repetition of your prayers. If we are not careful in our prayer life, we can fall into formulaic recitations of mere words rather than genuine, open, and honest conversation with God. Jesus said, "When you pray, do not heap up empty phrases as the Gentiles do, for they think that they will be heard for their many words," as seen in Matthew 6:7. Passionate prayer involves passion in your prayers. A strong prayer life doesn't come from rote words, but from transformed hearts deeply in love with the God they are communicating with. It involves a strong desire to speak to your Savior and a humble, receptive, and learning heart that longs to listen. In Matthew 14:16, the disciples of Jesus are desperate. Remember, they have been fighting a severe storm from approximately 7 p.m. until sometime after 3 a.m. When they mistook Jesus walking on the sea for a ghost, they cried out in fear. I suggest to you that this is not a bad posture for authentic prayer. Many of us have been raised to say our prayers. This routine, while a good discipline, is not the best for growing relationship. God doesn't want us to read or recite our prayers to Him. He wants us to come to Him from honest hearts who sometimes need to cry out to Him in desperation. A brief review of the words for prayer in the New Testament will shed more light on what Jesus means by the word prayer. In Scripture, the primary Greek word for prayer is prosuche, or prosuche omai, which means to bring a vow or desire before God, often implying a close, face-to-face interaction. This word is found 127 times in the New Testament. The word consists of pros, toward, uche, a wish or a vow, which together mean bringing something toward God, and can encompass worship, submission, confession, and petition. The word prosuche is used exclusively for prayer to God, emphasizing a posture of worship and surrender, rather than just a shopping list of demands. Notice four key aspects of this Greek word for prayer. Intimate in its approach. Pros signifies being face-to-face or in close intimate contact with God, not just a distant request. Exchanging of desires. It suggests exchanging human wishes for God's will or bringing one's desires into alignment with His. Total devotion. Prosucho omai is used for persistent or unceasing prayer, as seen in 1 Thessalonians 5:17, indicating a constant, faithful, and focused mindset. Comprehensive. Unlike other New Testament words that focus only on asking, prosuche covers all aspects of communication with God, praise, thanksgiving, and petition. In addition, notice a few other New Testament words for prayer and their specific meanings. Edeomai, this word means to beseech, petition, or ask for a need, often in an urgent and humble manner. Intugchano refers to intercession or pleading on behalf of another, used also for the Holy Spirit's role. Eroteo, used to mean asking or requesting, frequently used in context of Jesus' prayers to the Father. As you can see, prayer in Scripture is akin to the way Jesus prayed to his Father. They had real conversations where they communed deeply. The meaning of New Testament prayer requires urgency, passion, pleading, and face-to-face devotion in your dialogue with God. So, when the disciples cried out in fear, they were actually making progress in their prayer life. As you will discover in tomorrow's devotion, when their prayer life intensified, Jesus responded immediately. Consider these questions. Do your prayers sometimes fall into repetitive words? What do you think causes that to occur? What needs to change for your prayer life to be passionate? Why is remaining desperate for God a good posture for your prayer life with Him? Thanks again for joining us. Have a great day.